Hey, you pressed play. Awesome. It's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and today I'm taking you inside of my 100 days worth of blog post challenge. Essentially, over the course of 10 days, I am sharing with you different types of blog posts that you can quickly create to create continuity for yourself. So every day we work on one type of blog post. You work on putting together 10 posts, and whether it be an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever you can commit to on a daily basis for the inside of this 10-day intensive, our goal is for you to create amazing content and have that content scheduled out on your blog, okay? So this is a sneak peek inside of this activity. Okay, it's a sneak peek inside of this activity. I want you to be able to see how this works in action. Okay, so today we're going to talk about your social following. Your social following. I know that, you know, you may have a Facebook group or an Instagram page, or you've got a Twitter link and something that you want to share. We're going to talk about how you can use your blog to create social follow me posts. Okay, follow me posts. So let's say, for example, you have a Facebook group. You've got a Facebook group and you go, you know what? I would like to get more people in my Facebook group. So I have a Facebook group. It's over at facebook.sistersense.com. That's my public community for my Facebook Power Circle, facebook.sistersense.com. So one, you can say, I have a Facebook group. I have a group. This is the name of the group. If you're not a member, this group is for motivated entrepreneurs. This group is for spirituality. This group is for fitness. This group is for recipes. This is the group. This is what it is. This is the name of it. Click there, go there, sign up. Okay? Just simply create a post that explains to people what the group is, what it's about, and let them know that they can join. Okay? That's it. So if you'd like to join, this is Sense Power Circle over on Facebook so that you can socially stay connected with me. Go to facebook.sistersense.com. Simple, but it's a blog post. You got to make sure that you've got different ways for people to engage with you. Okay. So yes, I'm sure maybe you've got a Facebook like box, or maybe you've got a social link in your sidebar on your website. Yes, I'm sure maybe you have a link in your email, or maybe you mentioned it to people every now and again. But the more you do, the more opportunities you have for people to stay connected to you. Right. So one powerful blog post is just simply saying to them, here's my Facebook group, or here's my fan page. Now, here's how it gets exciting. I don't know if you noticed this, but when you post something on Facebook, it'll show you the date, right? So you may look at just below the post title itself, you'll see a little date that says, oh, you posted this 10 minutes ago, or you posted this 5 days ago, or you posted this on 3/12, whatever. Click on that. That is the permalink for the post. What does that mean? That's the link for that specific post. So let's say you had posted on Facebook, whether it's in your Facebook group or on a fan page, you posted an amazing conversational question, right? You posted a great question. People are talking, people are interacting, or maybe you posted a picture or a video and you've got all this great content, right? You can go on your blog and say, oh my gosh, you have to watch this video. You have to take a look at this picture. Everybody is talking about it right now inside of my Facebook group. Bam, go here, right? And not only are you giving them the link to the group, but if you click on the date that you see on that link, maybe it says, oh, you posted it 3 days ago, or maybe it says you posted it 3 minutes ago, or it has an actual date. Click on that date. The link that you see come up in your browser, that is the link for that particular post. So you can send people to that post and then talk about that post in your blog as a blog post, right? As a way for you to engage people. Let's say, for example, you are on Twitter and you're on Twitter every week. One of the fun and fabulous fellow entrepreneurs in my circle, Melinda Emerson. She's the creator of Small Biz Chat, and she has all of these great small business chats that she does on her Twitter page. Again, her name is Melinda Emerson, right? So you can say, you can do a blog post and say, this Thursday, Small Biz Chat, talking to XYZ person. If you haven't seen it, go see it, click here so you can participate. Right? So you can do a blog post just letting people know if you're doing something ongoing on a platform like, for example, Twitter. You can say, I'm doing this every Tuesdays on Twitter, or every Thursday nights on Periscope. I've got a show, right? Or, for example, I was on I was on Periscope for 31 days sharing my different strategies on how to maintain your momentum. So I could say, hey, tomorrow I'm going to be on Periscope and I'm going to talk about how you can increase sales, right? So you have an opportunity to just not just email people or, you know, not just sit on a social platform, but blog about the social platform as a way to increase your following, right? Whether you just let people know the name of the platform or you let them know that you've got a schedule, you're going to be there every Tuesday or every Thursday, or you give them an example of a specific conversation that you want them to link to, see, and converse around. These are all great ways for you to use your blog, quickly create content, and to grow your social following online. All right. So I hope you enjoy this activity. This is just one of many activities, many blog projects that I share inside of my 100 days of blog posts, 10-day intensive. This is just a little sneak peek. Okay. But if you want to participate in the 10-day intensive, and whether you want to do 10 posts, 20 posts, 100 posts, or really stretch yourself and do 100 days, you can get all the information. You can access the trainings. It's part of my Blog Skills Mastermind. So if you go to blogskills.sissasense.com, you can sign up and access the trainings live, or if you missed the live sessions, you can watch the replays. Either you can go to blogskills.sissasense.com, or you can go to shop.sissasense.com. And inside of my shop, you can browse for the blog skills training or the 100 days of blog posts challenge. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed this sneak peek. Go and work on that activity. Go and create some awesome blog content. And I'll see you inside of our challenge. Take care.